local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5. Still a dense fog advisory in place for Mobile and Baldwin counties, although I know that I drove in from near the University of South Alabama to Airport in 65, where our studios are. There was no fog for me this morning. You came in.
Yeah, down 90. I live out near Tillman's Corner and came down 90. No fog for me.
All right, although I'm getting text here. Our friend Supermom says 158 in Saraland. That's where the fog is. I'm sure there are other areas of Mobile and Baldwin County that have the fog, but it's not maybe as widespread as it was yesterday. But obviously, if it's where you are, you got to deal with it, but it's getting better. Dr. Bill has more details in our forecast coming up in just a minute. First, let's check that traffic out there. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Jubilee Roofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department have got an accident. Government at eastbound ramp service road. They're going to move that one into a gas station parking lot. Still there, Highway 90 and Sanger Road in Grand Bay with a car in a ditch, but a great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. And no delays from Daphne and Spanish Ford. Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010 Schillinger Road South in Mobile has over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience. They also can help with the IRS with audits or if you owe additional taxes. See them at AzaleaCityTax.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It's going to be a warm day with areas of fog and temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, fog with isolated showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few morning showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams joining us. We'll check in with Larry Kirby coming up this hour, too. And heads up in sports, too, some programming notes. Auburn hoops, Auburn and Alabama on the hardwood tonight at 8.
Mm-hmm. That means Scuttlebutt Network moves to 1.
That means Midday Mobile goes from noon to 1, and the whole lot of us, meaning Tom and Cal from the Scuttlebutt Network and myself, we're out at the USS Alabama. We're going to do the show from USS Alabama, I think from on the battleship, but for sure at Battleship Memorial Park. So hopefully we will be there up on the ship if everything works out right. It's always fun to do a show there, and you can stop by and say hello. All right, coming up, Montgomery, number 5 in the nation in STDs.
Oh, no.
So many jokes to make with legislature starting in session next month there. We'll make them in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, President Trump versus Apple. We'll get into that. And in Washington, well, here you go. You got a House vote. Then you have the managers named. Then you have the walking of the articles of impeachment, literally walking the articles of impeachment over to the Senate. Correspondent Linda Kenyon from Westwood One has more.
The vote in the House paves the way for President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate to begin within days. In addition, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holds a press conference in the morning to announce the impeachment managers, members of the House who will serve as the prosecutors. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's certain Speaker Pelosi will make good choices.
I have great faith in Speaker Pelosi.
The team is expected to include House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff and House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell outlines what will happen after the Senate receives the articles of impeachment.
The Chief Justice coming over and swearing in members of the Senate and some other kind of housekeeping measures. We hope to be able to achieve that by consent, which would set us up to begin the actual trial next Tuesday.
The big question is whether that trial will include witness testimony and documents, including newly released documents from Lev Parnas, an associate of President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. Senator Schumer says Parnas and Giuliani were involved in activities on behalf of the president that led to Trump's impeachment in the first place.
For a president, any president, to threaten a foreign country with the cutoff of aid unless they interfere in our elections is what the founding fathers felt was one of the worst abuses a president could have.
And when it comes to the addition of witness testimony,
but you don't know what's going to happen.
Senator McConnell says if witnesses are allowed, they won't just be Democratic witnesses.
Both sides would want to call witnesses that they wanted to hear from.
Either way, says McConnell, there will be a vote on the matter.
With regard to what witnesses are necessary, we're going to vote on that at the appropriate time.
Senator Schumer says the appropriate time, as announced by McConnell, is backwards.
The Republican leader has designed a schedule for a Senate trial that might have us vote on witnesses and documents after the presentations from both sides have been concluded.
One thing that seems to be off the table is an outright vote to dismiss the charges out of hand. Senator Roy Blunt, a member of the Senate Republican leadership team, says that's not going to happen.
This process needs to be a process where everybody is heard.
And while the president himself has tweeted about a motion to dismiss, Blunt says
that we can't just have a one-sided process that suddenly ends.
With the trial expected to begin in earnest next Tuesday, there's no telling how long it will last. We do know the rules call for the trial to continue 6 days a week until it's done. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
All right, 712 FM Talk 106.5, and we'll talk to Jeff Poor about that more coming up a little after 8 o'clock this morning when we're turning up your voice at 343-0106. Always check in on those numbers on the text line. When it's safe, you can always drop us a text. Traffic issue, want to comment on a subject, you got a question, you can do that. 343-0106. All right, Dr. Bill, with our forecast in depth coming up, plus some changes at LSU.
Yeah, they're losing not only Joe Burrow, but another very important part of their offense.
All right, that's straight ahead in sports with Dalton, and we'll check news next. Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. President Trump is calling out Apple after the tech company refused to help federal officials unlock the phone of the man behind the mass shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The president sent a tweet last night saying the federal government helps Apple with trade, but the company won't unlock phones used by killers and other violent criminals. The Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department is warning of a scam this morning. If you get a phone call from someone asking for money on behalf of the department, hang up. The department says their annual fundraising drive is done by mail each year. They will not call to ask for your donations. Allegiant Airlines announces 5 new nonstop flights out of the Destin-Fort Walton Beach Airport. Starting this summer, you will be able to fly to Boston, Dayton, Ohio, Houston, Chicago, and Hudson Valley, New York. Some of the introductory fares are as low as $33 one way. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloni.
Mobile County Treasurer Phil Benson is an Air Force veteran who used his GI Bill to obtain a bachelor's degree in accounting. After receiving his degree, Phil Benson spent the next 3 decades working in the private sector as a certified public accountant. Phil Benson is a man of faith that not only attends Christ United Methodist Church, but is also the church treasurer. Phil Benson is a Republican who has proudly served our country and supports all of President Trump's policies. For the past 7 years, Phil Benson has managed the Mobile County Treasury Department with honor and the utmost integrity to keep your tax dollar safe and secure. So, on March 3rd, let's keep Phil Benson working for us. Vote Phil Benson, Mobile County Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Phil Benson, Treasurer of Mobile County, and I would like to take this opportunity to ask for your vote and support for the Mobile County Treasurer on March 3rd.
Paid for by the Phil Benson Campaign.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
LSU loses an important part of their offense. Luke Kuechly announces his retirement from the NFL, and former Mobilian Josh Donaldson signs a new deal in Major League Baseball. It's 7:15 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The LSU Tigers beat Clemson 42-25 on Monday night to win the national championship. Heisman-winning quarterback Joe Burrow is headed to the NFL and is likely to be the first pick in this year's draft. We'll find out this week whether Burrow will be making an appearance in Mobile at the January 25th Senior Bowl. Now the Tigers will also have to replace one of the people most responsible for their offensive explosion this season. ESPN reported yesterday afternoon that LSU passing game coordinator Joe Brady is planning to return to the NFL and join Matt Rhule's staff with the Carolina Panthers. The news comes just 3 days after it was reported that Brady had agreed to a 3-year extension with LSU. He spent the 2017 and 2018 seasons as an offensive assistant for the New Orleans Saints. At 30 years old, Brady will become the youngest coordinator in the NFL. He won the Broyles Award this year, which is given to the top assistant coach in college football. In NFL news, Carolina Panthers All-Pro linebacker Luke Kuechly made a surprising announcement on Monday that he's retiring from the NFL at the age of 28. The Panthers drafted Kuechly with the 9th overall pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, and in 8 seasons, he racked up 1,092 career tackles, 75 tackles for a loss, and 18 interceptions.
Never the right time to step away, but now is the right time for me, and it's a tough decision. I've thought about it a lot, and I think now is the right chance for me to move on.
Kuechly was a 7-time Pro Bowler, 5-time first-team All-Pro, 2013 NFL Defensive Player of the Year, and 2012 NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. In baseball news, former Faith Academy Ram and Auburn Tiger Josh Donaldson has agreed to a 4-year deal with the Minnesota Twins. ESPN reports that the deal is worth $92 million in guaranteed money. The third baseman is a 3-time All-Star. He won the AL MVP award in 2015. Last season, Donaldson played on a 1-year deal with the Atlanta Braves and put together an excellent season with 37 home runs and 94 RBI in 155 games. The Boston Red Sox have fired manager Alex Cora. The announcement came one day after MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said that Cora was, quote, an active participant in the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal while he was the bench coach in Houston. Cora was hired by Boston in November of 2017 and led the team to a World Series title in 2018. In SEC basketball, LSU defeated Texas A&M in overtime, 89-85. Tigers freshman Trendon Watford, who led Mountain Brook High School in Birmingham to 3 7A state championships, paced LSU with 19 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists. Florida used a suffocating defense to beat Ole Miss 71-55. The Rebels have now lost 4 in a row and are winless in conference play. And Mississippi State routed Missouri 72-45. Reggie Perry led the Bulldogs with 23 points and 10 rebounds. Tonight there are 4 SEC games. At 5:30, South Carolina hosts number 10 Kentucky. At 6 o'clock, Tennessee plays at Georgia. At 7:30, Arkansas hosts Vanderbilt. And at 8 o'clock, a huge game in Tuscaloosa as the 4th-ranked Auburn Tigers attempt to remain undefeated when they take on Alabama. You can hear that game right here with the Auburn call on FM Talk 106.5. 7:19. On FM Talk 106.5, I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingen's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingen's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of it.
And you were right.
You need your car, truck, or SUV serviced, only to find out that the dealership is 1, or in some cases 2 weeks out for an appointment. At Classic Cars, we can get you in and out. From oil changes, brakes, AC, and electrical, our certified technicians have years of experience along with the latest diagnostic tools and equipment to take care of all your automotive needs. No matter what you drive, Mercedes, BMW, Chevy, Ford, or Toyota, we've got you covered. And now, through the end of January, mention this ad and we'll give you an additional 10% off parts and labor on any service. That's our way of saying thank you and Happy New Year. That's Classic. classic cars.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It's going to be a warm day with areas of fog and temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, fog with isolated showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few morning showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dolphin Street in Mobile.
Mardi Gras is just around the corner with the first South Alabama parade on Dolphin Island in January. I'm Rennie Brabner, and you can help me research new information that can be included in Moon Pie Minutes 2020. Just email me your favorite Mardi Gras story, Mardi Gras memory, or Mardi Gras tidbit at Rennie@FMTalk1065.com. Subject line, Moon Pie Minutes. That's Rennie, R-E-N-N-I-E, at FMTalk1065.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pinsetons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers have cleared the few accidents we've had out of the roadways. Good ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Again, heavier traffic off the Dolphin and Spring Hill and 65, airport and snow, but no new wrecks in the roadways. We've seen no delays from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile have the perfect gift for that unique someone. From independent art, books, and clothing to oddity items, see them at serpentsofbienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 723 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Just about 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. There's some changes coming. We've got to wait a few days, but it'll feel a little more like wintertime. He'll tell us more about that coming up. Right now, I want to check in with my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM and talk inventory and talk about how big, really, the inventory at LCM can be.
All right, Sean, as we know, we've been talking about, well, you know, we got like 125 vehicles, cars, trucks, and SUVs on the ground, but we also have access to thousands of vehicles on, you know, sites that only we can access, so we can get just about anything for anybody that they need.
You've talked about before, we can come to you and kind of describe the vehicle, mileage, those kind of things, and y'all kind of headhunt that for us.
Absolutely. You know, we put it up on the big screen TV. They can look at it, you know, different color combinations, different options, mileage parameters, price parameters, so we can do it all right there.
All right. Give us directions to right there.
Highway 90 West at Plantation Road on line to LCM Motor Cars. Like us on Facebook and call us at 375-0068.
Will do. We'll come check out the inventory. Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. All right, 724. Now, you said last night, Dalton, you said last night that you tried to watch some of the Democratic debate.
Yeah, I was watching some SEC basketball, watching a little bit of hockey.
Is this picture in picture, or are you flipping back and forth?
Flipping back and forth. I knew I needed to try to watch some of the Democratic debate, but oh my goodness. It was tough. It was tough. And maybe that's because maybe I'm looking for a little bit more of the outlandish debate moments where they yell at each other and get after each other, which I probably shouldn't want out of someone running for president. But it just, I don't know. They are all towing the party line, except for when it comes to Medicare sometimes.
The one place there's a little bit of
it seems like it.
Difference.
But when talking about Iran or the trade war with China, I mean, you and I could have written their answers before they got up on stage and spoke. So it was a little bit boring, And I know a lot of people were wanting Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders to get after each other last night after the news came out this week, sourced from Warren, because I guess they were the only two in the room,
right,
where she said that Bernie Sanders told her that a woman can't be president. But we didn't even really get that until maybe the end of the debate when she refused to shake his hand.
What is that? But what does that have to do, honest to goodness, what does that have to do with how somebody would govern the country?
Absolutely nothing.
But that's what everybody wants to talk about, it right? Whether, oh, he said, and then she said, he said. That's all time taken away from what, even though maybe it's because there's not a real significant policy difference between them, so it's just going to be a personality contest, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. I don't know. That it gets the ratings on cable. Someone's more likely to tune in to see Bernie Sanders' response to what Elizabeth Warren said he said than any of their responses on what they would do with Iran.
Right, okay. Let's get a quick update. Here's Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One talking about that.
Senator Sanders was asked if he did actually tell Senator Warren that a woman couldn't win the presidency.
Anybody knows me knows that it's incomprehensible that I would think that a woman could not be president of the United States.
The Massachusetts senator was asked a leading question, how she reacted when Sanders told her a woman couldn't win the White House.
I disagreed. Bernie is my friend, and I am not here to try to fight with Bernie.
She then scored points with the audience with a statement about the electability of women in general.
The only people on this stage who have won every single election that they've been in are the women.
Steve Kastenbaum at Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay, so that's what everybody's going to talk about today. That's going to be the subject matter, what everybody's into. How does that really, I'm not asking this just rhetorically, text line's open at 343-0106. It is the new reality. I mean, we watched it every day with President Trump, but watched it while he was candidate Donald J. Trump, and the way the campaigning went on, it's all about personality and not about platform. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm one of very few that even gives a darn. But you look at where the headlines are, and it's all about, instead of like looking at the viability of these big government plans that Sanders and Warren are rolling out, how do we pay for them? Could we pay for them? Would it bankrupt the country? He said
right
that she's, and then she said. Maybe I'm the only one noticing that.
And you won't see any of the centrist Democrats up right there on the stage. You won't see Buttigieg or Biden really go after the affordability of some of these really expensive plans that are being laid out by Warren and Sanders, because they know that'll hurt them in the long run with some of the far left leaning voters. They know that they can't say anything or they'll just be stricken from the map completely.
There you go. That's some truth right there. And by the way, before you plan to miss work on this coming Monday, I hate to ruin this for you if your boss is listening here, but according to the website Zipia.com, they found the number one day that Americans pretend to be sick is the day after Christmas. But the top 10 is dominated by Mondays.
Mm.
So, okay, number two on this, April 22nd for last year, which was the Monday after Easter. And then January 2nd, of course, the day right after New Year's Day, so extend that weekend. May 13th, the Monday after Mother's Day, mom's party. They go hard if they got to take the Monday
wild
off. July 8th, the first Monday after Independence Day. August 12th, also a Monday. March 18th, the Monday after St. Patrick's Day last year. Yes. Oh, I've wanted to make that call before. October 21st, just a random Monday in the lead up to Halloween. That's the eighth most taken off day. Monday, June 24th for some reason, and number 10 on the list, Martin Luther King Day, this coming Monday, the 10th most taken off day. So your boss is on to you. Be careful.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A homeless man is in the Escambia County Jail this morning, accused of setting a woman's truck on fire while she was inside. Officials say Lee Edward Yon started the fire after the woman refused to give him money at the U-Haul facility on Mobile Highway. The woman managed to get out of the truck. Yon is charged with attempted murder and arson. Robertsdale police are looking for a man they say stole credit cards from a person at a gas station. Happened Tuesday at the Chevron on Highway 9. 90. Suspect drove off in a teal Ford Ranger with a large dent on the driver's side. You can expect some traffic issues if you travel along Ziegler Boulevard in West Mobile. State crews have started working on widening Ziegler from Schillinger to Cody Road from 2 lanes to 5 lanes. Work is expected to take until late 2021. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is kicking off the new year with a brand new store in D'Iberville, Mississippi, and an incredible deal on Liberty's USA 30. The USA 30 has a flexible interior with 40 minutes of fire protection for only $899. Right now, save $200, but hurry because quantities are limited. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? I-65 and Moffett Road in Mobile, and the new location, 3663 Sangatti Boulevard in D'Iberville.
On Capitol Hill, a vote today in the House will pave the way for President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate. In addition, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will hold a news conference this morning
to announce the impeachment managers, members of the House who will serve as the prosecutors. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's certain Speaker Pelosi will make good choices.
I have great faith in Speaker Pelosi.
The team is expected to include House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff and House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler.
There's Linda Kenyon. Iran's president is warning that European soldiers deployed in the Mideast may be in danger after Britain, France, and Germany signaled non-support of the 2015 nuclear deal with Tehran. According to Politico, Puerto Rico will be allowed to access some $8 billion in blocked federal aid. Hurricanes and recent earthquakes have posed severe economic hardships for the region. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Amazon says it will allow its third-party sellers to start using FedEx's ground service again after banning them from using it for about a month because FedEx purportedly wasn't delivering on time. Amazon said FedEx is now getting orders delivered on time and sent a letter to sellers telling them they can start using the carrier again. FedEx calls the decision good news. Comcast is funding a new startup accelerator in a bid to connect its media properties and sports league partners with emerging marketing, media, and tech companies. Comcast will initially invest more than $15 million annually in the Atlanta-based program called Sports Tech, which will focus on startups across 8 categories, including sports media and entertainment, player and fan engagement, venue and event innovation, esports and fantasy sports, and betting. Accelerators typically bet on startups relatively early in their investment cycles, providing funding as well as advice and access. On Wall Street, futures are modestly lower. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. I know we still have that dense fog advisory in effect for Mobile and Baldwin counties, but I will say there are select areas where the fog wasn't bad this morning. For Dalton's commute in and mine, neither of us had issues this morning.
Yeah, it is a little bit better. And as you say, there may be some areas of fog that you would run into, but I do expect a return of some dense fog tonight and tomorrow morning. But for the rest of today, it'll be mostly cloudy. We'll have some sunshine, and that's going to warm us into the upper 70s. Remember, the normal high temperature this time of year is 61, and we're looking at 78. We got the 78 yesterday, missed a record by just 1 degree. Now, tonight, as I mentioned, fog will return, and there's a slight chance of a shower tonight. I expect temperatures to fall to about 62 degrees at daybreak. Tomorrow should be a cloudy day, and we'll see a few showers in the morning and along with fog. And the high tomorrow will be in the lower 70s. Actually, there's a weak cold front that will move down through Mississippi and Alabama, and we'll move into our area tomorrow afternoon. And that's why we'll see some showers in the morning. As for Friday, we'll feel the effects of that front. High will be about 65 degrees, so a little bit cooler. And there's a slight chance of a shower on Friday. And that leaves the weekend, and it will be interesting because we're going to see winter come back to the Gulf Coast. Saturday, we will get into the low 70s, but we've got a very good chance of showers as an Arctic cold front moves down into our area later in the day. And therefore, temperatures will drop into the 40s Saturday night. Sunday, mostly sunny skies, but quite a bit cooler. 58 degrees for the high on Sunday, and then falling to the mid-30s for Sunday night. On Monday, it will be partly cloudy, only 52 for the high, and then down to a freeze Monday night. So about 31 to 32 degrees for Monday night. Tuesday, plenty of sunshine, but a high of 48 degrees. So that means another freeze for Tuesday night. So Monday and Tuesday nights, we can expect temperatures here in the city to get into the lower 30s.
All right. And as we get through the weekend into Saturday, that transition day, severe weather, what do you expect?
Right now, we don't expect it. It looks like it'll just be showers, and that'll precede and accompany the front. And then, of course, it'll cool off Saturday night, but nothing like what we'll experience for Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday night as temperatures drop down to near or possibly slightly below the freezing point.
That's good, because I've got a bunch of split firewood that I don't want to look at for another year. I need some chance to use that. Also, Dr. Bill, if somebody wants to check the high and low temperatures over time, the dry patches, the wet days, all that kind of information is in the almanac.
No, it sure is. A lot of that and some unusual weather records around the world. You'll find the copies, and they're free, at West Marine here in Mobile, and as well as Mike Ward's Liberty Safe. Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road, and also at Robert Moore Christmastown. Over in the Eastern Shore in Fairhope, Old Time Garden Supply, Autocraft Collision Center, and Billy Langford Allstate. And over in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company. And you can always pick up copies here in Mobile at Fox 10 and right here at the studios of 106.5.
Thanks, Doc. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, our buddy, Dr. Bill Williams, checking in. 62 now at our studios, 65 on Dolphin Island, and Citronelle, 61. So there you go.
Nice.
And by this time next week, we'll be a little more like wintertime. Be a good thing. Take it while you can get it.
Yeah.
Because pretty soon you're going to look up, Mardi Gras will be passed, and it will be blazing hot in spring.
Oh, man. And I could wait for that for forever. I'd rather it be chilly.
Yeah, there you go. So take it while you can get it. 7:38, we'll check traffic next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet L.C. May, brand ambassador for Clyde May's Alabama-style whiskey. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Are you a retired veteran looking to buy or sell a home? The Roberts Brothers Military on the Move program gives us a chance to help members of the military community buy, sell, or rent at a discounted rate in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Thank you for your service. For more information, visit robertsbrothers.com.
Clyde May was a famous moonshiner back in the day. He created a special Christmas whiskey that he sold to close family and friends. And this secret recipe is the basis for the Clyde May brand of whiskey, which is today sold in 49 states. L.C. May is Clyde's grandson. And he tells us the story of going from illegal to legit, discusses today's whiskey marketplace and the pride of carrying on the family name, and whether LC sees a secret moonshine still somewhere in his future. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
The Pits and Sons Tow Angle Recovery Traffic Center. We do have an accident with injuries. Emergency vehicles there at Government Demetropolis, also at Ark Road and Abaclub Road, where a car struck a power pole and it's down in the roadway. No other accidents, and we've got a good ride across the Bayway. Tillman's Corner at Theodore, steady on the way in. Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010 Schillinger Road South in Mobile has over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience. They also can help with the IRS. Call 380-6293 and see them at AzaleaCityTax.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
It's all about you,
Hi, Greg Halliday here. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for making 2019 such an extraordinary year for us here at Kobe Subaru. As part of 2020's resolution to be smarter with your money, I want to ask you to consider a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. These select vehicles have undergone a rigorous 152-point inspection, bringing them back to like-new factory standards for a worry-free purchase. Being the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast puts us in a position to offer our certified pre-owned Kobe Subarus with a 100,000-mile warranty at incredible savings to you. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to find out more about the Kobe difference. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
.742 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Get ready to talk to Jeff Poore in the 8 o'clock hour. Hey, and later on in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll dive into more on Mobile City Council's ad hoc committee. It's not ham hoc committee, something different. The ad hoc committee and their discussion of whether the city would pull back fire and police from the police jurisdiction. A little bit from Dale Leisha's story over at Lanyap. He writes, Mobile is either spending more than $26 million to offer police and fire services inside the 3-mile radius outside the city limits, or it's spending nearly $14 million, depending on who you ask. Now, thank you, Dale, for starting your story that way. That is what I was asking when Joel Daves was in studio, City Councilman Joel Daves. That's what I've been asking for the weeks following. Can we, like, I think there's an interesting debate for the city and the people in the police jurisdiction. But can we agree on what the number is? Is that y'all? Do you think I'm stretching there, that it would be fair for Mobilians and people in the affected area to have a concrete number on what the city's spending? Is that?
Yeah, it's a pretty large disparity on something that's, you know, so integral to the current discussion.
I'm just an old Gulf Coast hayseed. Guy from right here. I don't know much, but I know that if we're going to get in a discussion and we're going to make decisions as big as this, maybe, just maybe, we can have some concrete numbers.
That would help.
All right. We'll talk about this more and try to put some numbers on that and do some math, some arithmetic coming up at around 8:30. But Jeff Poore joins us at 8. Of course, we'll talk about what's going on in Washington today with the House voting on the articles of impeachment again. And then they got to get their managers and they got to put on their powdered wigs and shoes with the big buckles on it and walk the documents down from the House to the Senate.
Do they print these documents or are they handwritten?
Do they get a calligrapher to write it? I hope they do.
That would be awesome.
My daughter's up there right now in Washington with a fellow school children doing the Washington tour. Maybe awesome. I can get her there in the halls to take some pictures as they come.
I hope she gets lots of pictures. Still, something I've never done is go to Washington. I've never been to D.C.
Did y'all hear? Okay, well,
never been.
We're taking the show on the road. You're going when we go do radio in September again. You're going this year, not before. We're taking you. Yeah, we'll go do that. 7:45. We'll check news next.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. President Trump is calling out Apple after the tech company refused to help federal officials unlock the phone of the man behind the mass shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The president sent a tweet last night saying the federal government helps Apple with trade, but the company won't unlock phones used by killers and other violent criminals. The Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department is warning of a scam this morning. If you get a phone call from someone asking for money on behalf of the department, hang up. The department says their annual fundraising drive is done by mail each year. They will not call to ask for your donations. Allegiant Airlines announces 5 new nonstop flights out of the Destin-Fort Walton Beach Airport. Starting this summer, you will be able to fly to Boston, Dayton, Ohio, Houston, Chicago, and Hudson Valley, New York. Some of the introductory fares are as low as $33 one way. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Hey, slow down, buddy. This ain't Talladega. And that race car driver's number on your back window, you ain't him. Truth is, just 10 miles over the speed limit and your chances of killing someone are 4 times higher. So forget the number on your window and memorize the one on that orange prison jumpsuit. Stop speeding before speeding stops you.
Drive safe, Alabama. A message from your Alabama Department of Transportation.
Good morning. It's 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The LSU Tigers beat Clemson 42-25 on Monday night to win the national championship. Heisman-winning quarterback Joe Burrow is headed to the NFL and is likely to be the first pick in this year's draft. We'll find out this week whether he'll be making an appearance in Mobile at the January 25th Senior Bowl. Now the Tigers will also have to replace one of the people most responsible for their offensive explosion this season. ESPN reported yesterday afternoon that LSU passing game coordinator Joe Brady is planning to return to the NFL. He'll be joining Matt Rhule's staff with the Carolina Panthers. The news comes just 3 days after it was reported that Brady had agreed to a 3-year extension with LSU. He spent the 2017 and 2018 seasons as an offensive assistant for the New Orleans Saints. At 30 years old, Brady will become the youngest coordinator in the NFL. He won the Broyles Award this year, which is given to the top assistant coach in college football. In NFL news, Carolina Panthers All-Pro linebacker Luke Kuechly made a surprising announcement yesterday that he is retiring from the NFL at the age of 28. The Panthers drafted Kuechly with the 9th overall pick in the 2012 draft, and in 8 seasons, he racked up 1,092 career tackles, 75 tackles for loss, and 18 interceptions.
Never the right time to step away, but now is the right time for me, and it's a tough decision. I've thought about it a lot, and I think now is the right chance for me to move on.
Kuechly was a 7-time Pro Bowler, 5-time first-team All-Pro, 2013 NFL Defensive Player of the Year, and 2012 NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. In baseball news, former Faith Academy Ram and Auburn Tiger Josh Donaldson has agreed to a 4-year deal with the Minnesota Twins. ESPN reports that the deal is worth $92 million in guaranteed money. The third baseman is a 3-time All-Star. He won the AL MVP award in 2015. Last season, Donaldson played on a 1-year deal with the Atlanta Braves and put together an excellent season with 37 home runs and 94 RBI in 155 games. The Boston Red Sox have fired manager Alex Cora. The announcement came one day after MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said that Cora was, quote, an active participant in the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal while he was a bench coach in Houston. Cora was hired by Boston in November of 2017 and led the team to a World Series title in 2018. In SEC basketball, LSU defeated Texas A&M in overtime 89-85. Tigers freshman Trendon Watford, who led Mountain Brook High School in Birmingham to 3-7A state championships, paced LSU with 19 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists. Florida used a suffocating defense to beat Ole Miss 71-55. The Rebels have now lost 4 in a row and are winless in conference play. And Mississippi State routed Missouri 72-45. Reggie Perry led the Bulldogs with 23 points and 10 rebounds. Tonight there are 4 SEC games. At 5:30, South Carolina hosts number 10 Kentucky. At 6 o'clock, Tennessee plays at Georgia. At 7:30, Arkansas hosts Vanderbilt. And at 8 o'clock, a huge game in Tuscaloosa as the 4th-ranked Auburn Tigers attempt to remain undefeated when they take on Alabama. You can hear that right here on FM Talk 106.5. It's 10 minutes until 8. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the AzaleaCityTax.com Traffic Center. Government and Demetropolis have got an accident without injuries. Also, Ark Road and Abaclub Road, that's an accident with injuries with the power pole down. State Troopers Highway 90, it's still at Sanger Road at Grand Bay with the car in the ditch. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they have the all-new 2020 RAV4 for just $249 a month. For 36 months with $3299 down, model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey. Thank you so much for the card and breakfast in bed and that special cuddle time we had. I want you to know how much I love you and I always want to be with you.
Aw, that's sweet, honey. What the? Cemetery plots? Oh my God, cemetery plots? Really, Dave? Really? You know, this may come in handy sooner than you think.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron. How may I help you?
Ron, I know it's Valentine's Day, but are you open?
Dave, you're not the first guy to call and ask me that this morning. Come on in, Dave. You know Mobile Bay Coins has always got you covered.
I love you, man.
So does your attorney.
Mobile Bay Coin, 2204 Government Street. So much more than a coin store.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It's going to be a warm day with areas of fog and temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, fog with isolated showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few morning showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
All right, 753 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Kane. And coming up next hour, our buddy Jeff Poore is going to join us. Lots to talk about with him. There's a story I mentioned earlier that, it doesn't look good for certain cities in Alabama, doesn't look good for certain cities nationally. The list is out, the STD list.
Oh, I wait for this list every year.
If you're planning, if you're planning a trip, maybe you want to
keep this check in the back of your mind.
Right. So, so they put this list out of cities with the most STD cases. New study found cities with the highest number of cases. Number one in the nation. It's just not been a good week for them. You and I started off the week talking about the murder rate in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, they got beat by the Tennessee Titans this last week.
So they had a bad for getting murdered, bad for their team getting murdered, mm-hmm. and number one for STDs in the nation.
Yikes.
Yeah, so Baltimore, number one.
Time for a new season of The Wire.
You can come up with a new name for that? Is there a new version of The Wire that would focus on
STD
STDs?
Rate.
How they would have, maybe you bring in a team of people to get rid of it or something like that. They're trying to crack down. They're saying, listen, commish, mm-hmm. there's no way. It's out of control here. We can't, got to have extra reinforcement. So back here in Alabama, wait, here, let me break it down. CDC released the latest STD data. Website crunched the numbers to figure out which cities have the highest STD rates. And the top 10 or can you say bottom 10, with a top 10 in number of STDs. Baltimore, number one.
Okay.
Then you go Jackson, Mississippi.
Whoa.
Number two.
Wild card.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, number three. Number four, San Francisco, California, as opposed to the other San Francisco.
I'm surprised that's not higher.
Montgomery, Alabama at number five.
Yikes.
Montgomery, Alabama. Now, with session just getting ready to start in Montgomery early next month, Montgomery, number nationally.
Uh-huh.
And this is, remember, this is per capita, right? So it's going to be done, and I mean, it's a fair representation. Montgomery, number five. So make up whatever. I got about 10 jokes about Montgomery there on this.
Is that all?
Birmingham came in on down the list. I forget where Birmingham was. I think they're at like number 20, something like that. Let's see. There's two. Yeah, two in the top 20 are from Alabama. So Montgomery at number five and Birmingham, I think it is like at number 20. Let's see if that list will open back up here.
I'm just glad.
Birmingham, number 20. Yeah.
So Mobile not there in the top 25 then.
That's correct.
Pretty good.
That's correct. But Montgomery, not only number one in the state, number five in the nation on that. So just, and that's where Goat Hill is. That's where our seat of government is.
Do you think they'll bring that up during session this year?
I doubt it.
No.
I doubt it.
It's a different kind of lottery. You could win.
It's quote of the day as we go right now. All right. I'll put that list up. I'll put the link up on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 1065. You can check it out right there and tour through. So Baltimore, though, it's pretty been a tough week for Baltimore. Mm-hmm.
But I hear they have good food up there. So that's cool.
Well, people,
you might get murdered or get an STD, but you can get those crabs.
That's what I was about to say, the crabs. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Go to Baltimore to
get the crabs.
All right. Thank goodness hour number three is on the way, and Jeff Poore will be in to rescue us. Our phone number, our text line, 343-0106, 343-0106. Plus, taking Midday Mobile on the road to the battleship today. Mm-hmm. So on the road on the ship as we do the show live from the Fantail, most likely from the Fantail of the USS Alabama. Midday Mobile will be from noon to 1, and the Scuttlebutt Radio Network that's being bumped by Auburn Alabama basketball tonight, they will be at 1. So check us out there. Come by and see us. Visit with us.